hurry up in there! There are other people on this bloody ship, you know. Whoever you are, please move it along, literally and figuratively. Other people need to use the facilities, you know.
What in the Croydon Girls' Craw are you on about?
I desperately need to relieve myself, yet someone has been in the loo for a ridiculously long time.
Who's the one clogging up the works?
Well, you're making assumptions as to what business they're conducting, but I'm not sure who's in there. Whoever it is won't answer, and I've been banging on the door for the last 15 minutes.
Maybe whoever's in there is suffering from a medical emergency and needs help but can't answer.
Maybe.
Why don't you just use one of the other lavies already? There's three others on the ship, you know.
Four, actually. If you count the captain's head.
If you think Mad Pants is gonna let you leave a jobby in her private washroom, you're as mad as a python in a bowling alley.
I won't try to unravel that one, but I stand corrected. Three. In any event, Dr. Theo took it upon himself to use one to cultivate a huge variety of mushrooms. So I've no intention of using that one.
Hallucinogenic?
I don't know.
Toxic?
I don't know. Didn't you want to know if any are edible or medicinal?
Not really.
Right. Well, one of the other lavatories has been overtaken by those vile rabid egrets. They've built nests in the commode, the sink, and the potpourri basket.
Wait, how did the egrets get out of the swamp and into that lavy?
I imagine the same way things get from the lavatory to the swamp.
Oi, and to think I dove into that swamp. So how about the third restroom?
Well, it's a long ways from here. At least a 10-minute walk. I didn't feel like having to trek all that way.
Did you forget you can fly, you aristocratic airbag?
People don't seem to realize it takes just as much effort to fly as it does to go on foot. Perhaps even more so.
You could have been there and back by now, but suit yourself.
Well, now that your curiosity and endless need to berate people is satisfied, you can run along now.
There's no end to my need to berate folks, Mr. James Bond meets Dean Martin-looking scrag. Anyway, all this talk about lavies and jobbies, and now I gotta go. So I'm queuing up behind you. So, wanna play a rousing game of Mumbledy Pig to pass the time?
Mumbly.
Hey, y'all. Ooh, is someone in there?
No, we found that there's no better place to play a game of... what's it called?
Mumbledy Peg.
Right, Mumbledy Peg. Then just outside a bathroom door. Of course someone is in there!
Who? Oh, it better not be Olivia.
Why would you possibly think Olivia?
Because Mad Pants. Any other questions?
No, I think that clears it up.
One of you should give me cuts. I'm the captain, and I really gotta go.
Don't you have a private captain's head? Why don't you use that one instead of dumbing up our queue?
Well, I assume all my thoughts are private, yes. But I don't see what that has to do with me needing to go to
the
bathroom.
She made a restroom that is specifically for the captain's use and no one else's. Good Lord, how aren't we all dead by now?
We probably are, and in hell.
Are you saying I have my own bathroom? How did I not know about this?
Probably because you can't read. It's behind the door with the sign that says, Captain's Head.
Oh, that's my bathroom. I thought they gave me an extra closet.
A water closet, perhaps?
Oh, I thought I heard someone refer to it as a what a closet. Personally, I didn't find it that impressive, but I figured, if I have an extra closet, I'll use it.
Then why don't you go on and use it for what it was originally intended?
Then where would I put my robes?
Suit yourself. Just remember, you go in after me, and I wouldn't want to be in your nose at that point.
Hey, everybody.
Greg?
Wait a minute. Aren't you a robot? Your bodily functions should be limited to binomials and logarithms and such.
That is correct.
Then why are you waiting in line?
You know, I never could resist a good cue. And it looks like this one's coming along nicely.
It sure is.
Jesus! Am I the only one saying Jesus? Shouldn't everyone be saying it?
Yeah, I actually didn't write this one. So, Hey, I can say, it's not my fault.
No, yeah, you're right. Everyone is supposed to be saying it. So, sorry, my bad. Go ahead, do it again with everyone saying it this time.
Got it. Ready, everyone? One, two, three.
Jesus!
Yes. Kind of loses the impact at that point.
Welcome to the queue.
Did you end up using your bathroom as a closet, too?
What? No. I just figured with this many of you getting ready to use the facilities in such short order, I suppose they will need to attend to it afterwards.
So, who do you think has been in there for so long?
Care to make a wager? I'm putting my scratch on Dr. Theo. Probably rewriting his bloody novel and holed up in there for privacy.
Or maybe he saw himself in the mirror and couldn't look away.
Could you blame him?
Even smells handsome.
Captain Jesse, you didn't participate in the collective enchanted...
Nope. I just don't see it.
My money is on Le Bichon Frise being the one holding things up. He tends to come off as being a bit, plugged up.
He most certainly is. I did try to offer him a bit of my own special blend of super strength laxative for the stool to undergo the softening, but the lad suspected I was trying to poison him. The poor boy has no idea it was my earlier attempt to poison him that stopped up his bowels in the first place. Go figure. I was trying to do him a favor.
That's what I call doing him a solid.
Get out of my queue.
The favor, you see, was to build up his immunity to poison. If he is to be an assassin of any merit, he has to be immune to all matters of poisons and things, and the like, and the such, and the therefore, and the whatnot, and on ad infinitum. I'm getting dizzy.
So you're the reason Freeze has been so concentrated. What?
So I assume you need to use the facilities as well, Doctor. As you can see, it's going to be quite a long wait.
Ah, nine. I have a laboratory in my laboratory. Funny story.
An allegory?
Not quite, my little pilot. That really shouldn't. You see, the laboratory is equipped with a chemical shower in case of accidental exposure. Not much in the way of water pressure, but still provides for a nice rinsing of the conditioner. Plus an eye wash station, which makes for a nifty little bidet. And a nice attendant, too, is very quick with the fresh hand towels.
You didn't say anything about it having a commode.
Who needs a commode if he has the swamp? Am I the only one?
I have regrets.
And the other bathroom has egrets.
See what happens when you let other writers have a go at it between seasons.
Oh dear. Whose bowels were those?
Ooh, I think that was mine. I had cuz sushi for breakfast.
You can blame me for the soundings of the peristalsis. Oh boy, things are really moving now.
You can't move when you're in peristalsis. Shh, you all call me dumb.
Blame my stomach. It's from that slice of Joe Pie Weed Pie.
What are you talking about? I don't bake.
Who said you did?
You did. You said Joe's Pie Weed Pie.
Wrong accent. You play too many characters.
Whoops. Was I doing Von Abendsetzer?
Yep.
All right, you try keeping track of four different accents. Schmod guy. Up. There you go.
Huh. I swear there used to be a fourth wall here.
You know what? I'm just going to make my way to the other toilet.
From the sounds of all this gurgling, you'll never make it there.
I was referring to the swamp, based on what I've learned today.
Wait, there's another bathroom?
Yes, in the Dolce & Gabbana wing.
I'd be willing to give you a ride there if you want.
Oh, that's quite all right. I don't feel like going through the trouble of waking the men's room attendant, then putting him back in stasis when I'm done. Ugh. I'll just have to grab a hand towel myself.
If you think you're going to find a hand towel in a swamp, you're truly daft.
Actually, I keep a set of hand towels there just for such purposes. And some magazines.
Oh, then good luck finding a clean hand towel.
Who needs hand towels?
So, you just air dry your hands then?
Why would I air dry my hands? They're not wet.
Okay, they're gone. You can come out now.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought they would never leave.
Why didn't you just use the one off the narrator's lounge?
I still haven't gotten my key to the narrator's lounge. I have to put in 500 hours in order to earn my key.
You should be there by now. You've easily logged more than half of that doing this show alone.
They don't count as 9 hours.
I suppose that's valid. You could have just come out when you were done, you know. You didn't have to be so shy.
You know we've got to stick to the narrator's code. And I didn't want to break the fourth wall.
I think the fourth wall has a big hole in it that we've been climbing in and out of for a long while now. At least a couple of seasons. That ship has sailed, my friend.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Oh well, you've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Shannon Perry as Madeline, Kevin Hall as Greg, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome.
Dr. Theo Brome unfortunately wasn't in this one. You really are a tour guide, aren't you?
Hey!
David S. Deer as himself, Eric Perry as Joe and or Dr. Von Habesesser. I'm your narrator, Kristen Adolny Gorley.
And I'm your narrator number two.
As in, you just finished doing a...
Do you mind?
It seemed appropriate for this episode.
Anyway, I'm your narrator too, Kyle Jones. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Oliver Morris is our sound designer. This episode of Oz 9 was written by the amazing David S. Deer.
Until next time, space monkeys, shoot for the stars, but try to at least aim for the inside of the bowl. Mm-hmm.